samanasyo. And someone is watching him, seeing that Narasimha form, and that is Hiranyakashipu. The very first word says, carefully, Hiranyakashipu is taking note of that form. Very scary, very causing fear of a highest degree. When it comes to causing fear, could anyone match the Lord? Mattaha parataram na asti. No one is equal. Also, when it comes to causing fear, and so they are most fearful. Ugra Narasimha. Anyway, saying this, I am already investing few seconds, few minutes. I better. Mimam samanasya samuthito grato narasimha rupam rupastadalam bhayanakam bhayanakam. Probably some of you could catch that. Pratapta chami karachanda lochanam sphurat sata keshara jamrita ananam mukham, his face, karala danstram karavala chanchala kshuranta jivam, his tongue, brakuti mukholbanam stabdho karna giri kandara adbhuta vyatyashanasam, is nasikad hanubheda bhishanam divis prashat kayam adirgha pivara griyo uruvakshasthala sthalam alpa madhyamam chandraamshi gaurair shuritam tanur ruhair vishva bhujanika shatam karanakhayudham durasadam sarvanijetarayudha praveka vidravita daitya danavam. And the translation. Yeah? Hari Hari. The sound went down again. It was good. So, listen to this form of the Lord. Let this make a deep impression upon myself included, upon you, all of us. Hari Hari. Hiranyakashipu studied the form of the Lord, trying to decide who the form of Narasimha Dev standing before him was. The Lord's form was extremely fearsome because of his angry eyes, which resembled molten gold, his shining mane, which expanded the dimensions of his fearful face, his deadly teeth, and his razor-sharp tongue, which moved about like a dueling sword. His ears were erect and motionless, and his nostrils and gaping mouth appeared like the caves of a mountain. His jaws parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was very short and thick. His chest was broad. His waist thin. And the hairs on his body as white as the rays of the moon. His arms, which resembled flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions as he killed the demons, rogues, and atheists with his conchal, disc, club, lotus, and other natural weapons. Ribo. What if I read this verse also myself? You could listen and may recite in the mind. Prayinameyam harino rumayina vadaha smrato nena samudyate nakyam evam bruvastvabhyapatat gadayudho nadanrasimham pratidaitya kunjaraha. And now please repeat word meaning. Prayina, probably. May of me. I am this Harina, by the Supreme Lord, Urumayina, who possesses the great mystic power, Vadhaha, the death, Smrataha, planned, Anena, with this, Samudratena, Samudyatena, endeavor. Kim, what use? Evam, in this way. Bruvan, murmuring. Tu, indeed. Abhyapatat, attacked. Gadayudhaha, armed with his weapon, the club. Nadan, loudly roaring. Narasimham, the Lord, appearing in the form of a half lion and half man. Prati, toward. Daitya Kunjaraha, Hiranyakashapu, who was like an elephant. And translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. Hiranyakashyapu murmured to himself. Quote and unquote in the middle. Lord Vishnu, who possesses great mystic power, has made this plan to kill me. But what is the use of such an attempt? Who can fight with me? He's thinking like that. Thinking like this and taking off his club, Hiranyakashyapu attacked the Lord like an elephant. Report. In the jungle, there are sometimes fights between lions and elephants. Here, the Lord appeared like a lion, and Hiranyakashyapu, afraid of the Lord, attacked him like an elephant. Generally, the elephant is defeated by the lion. And therefore, comparison in this verse is appropriate. Another purport. Hari Hari. I mean, everything is spashtam. When acharyas make commentary, they say spashtam. Then they move to the next verse. Spashtam eva. It's all clear. No confusion. I think there's no question of any questions. But still, I'm still thinking. Yeah, that we were. First of all,
where is the Bhagavad Gita? We had Bhagavad Gita here.
Okay, before that, we were a few days ago in Mathura with Braja Mandal Parikrama, and we were at the place where Krishna killed Kuvalyapid, the elephant. Krishna killed the elephant. And Sukadeva Goswami, Hari Hari, comparing Lord with the lion. Little Bal Krishna, Nandan Nandan. He was on the way to the wrestling match arena, and on the way Kamsa had strategically installed this big elephant, thinking that elephant would kill Krishna. But something else happened. Contrary to that happened. Patitasya pada kramya mragendra iva lilaya. So the Lord, little Lord, Sri Krishna, has been compared, described as mragendra. Lord Krishna acted like a mragendra, the Indra, amongst the mrugas, amongst the animals, the king of the forest, or king of all the animals is lion. So mrugendra, Krishna acted like a mrugendra. And leelaya, for him it was a leela, killing that elephant, giant of. You don't know really, this elephant was very powerful. Most powerful elephant in the universe, in fact. And I will not get into that. So, Danta utpatya tenevam hastipan ahan harihi. The Lord Sri Krishna was doing different tricks, playing with the elephant. And one time he starts running very fast. And the elephant ran right behind. And Krishna was running and running and running with a great speed. And Krishna quickly took a diversion. But elephant with a huge body couldn't manage to take a left turn quickly, and he fell. His body getting dashed and smashed. And then Sukadeva Goswami describes, and Krishna climbed up the body of that elephant, danta utpatya, and then Krishna uprooted one of the tooth, one of the teeth. Okay, tusk. Yeah, you are right. I don't know what I'm talking. I'm just talking. Yeah, so he uprooted the tusk. And he used that tusk, the tooth of the elephant, and he started beating and beating that elephant. And elephant was killed. Horrible. Story finished. No, it's not long. Making long story short. And then he also, Hastipan, the caretaker who was sitting on the back, he was the next one. He was also killed. Then other tusk also was uprooted. And Krishna gave that to Balaram. Oh, Balaram, you take this. Then Krishna and Balaram, they're holding the tusk like that. And they walked and they entered the wrestling arena. And first one to see Krishna and Balaram with the tusks was Kamsa. Oops. And then he was scared like anything to see Krishna and Balaram. He was not expecting Krishna and Balaram to remain alive, especially facing this giant elephant. But Krishna kills that elephant. Leelaya eva. Just a leela for him. Just a pastime. Just a pleasure pastime. Yeah, that's one thing. And I quickly say or remind us of what Krishna said. Aso maya hataha shatrur hanishe chana paranapi. In Divine and Demoniac Nature chapter, Krishna is talking how the demons think, oh, I have killed that enemy, and the next I will kill him and him and him and him. So thinks the demon or demoniac nature is like that, which we are seeing that exhibited here by this big demon Hiranya Kashyapu, who is saying, he said this. Lord has made this plan to kill me, but what is the use of such an attempt? Who can fight with me? So only demon could think like this. Who could stop them? They always think like this. Vinashakale, there's a saying. Vinashakale, what happens? Viparita buddhi. I think many of you know this. Vinash. When your end is near, Vinashakal, Kal has come, the time has come for the Vinash, for destruction. Then what happens? Viparita buddhi. Then you don't think straight. Your thinking becomes crooked. And that crooked thinking, demoniac thinking, thoughts cause your end if you're a demon. Demons. Hari Hari. So, Eyanilo Premadhana Karuna prachur hena prabhu kotha gela acharya thakur. So that song we sing. Sa parshad bhagavad viraha janit vilap. Such a very appropriate title also to this song. Bhagavat Saparshat Bhagavad Viraha Janit Vilap. This is a vilap of Narottam Das Thakur. When he felt separation from all those great souls already departed, then what? And he was one of the last ones from the batch left behind. And then he wrote this song, feeling very intense separation from all those departed souls. Kaha mora swarup rupa kaha sanatan. He's remembering one by one, this one, that one, that one, that one. Of course, he has mentioned just few, but he meant to list all of them are on his mind. Kaha mora bhatta yuga kaha kaviraj. Where is that bhatta yuga? Gopal Bhatta and Raghunath Bhatta. Yuga means two. Bhatta yuga, where are those two bhattas? Kaha kaviraj. Where is Kaviraj? Goswami. Ekra kale kotha gela gora Nataraj. And where has Nataraj, the best of the dancers, Gauranga, gone? Pashane kutibo matha anale pashibo. Then he says, not getting their association, feeling intense separation, I rather smash my head against a rock or on the rock and enter the fire. What good is this life without the association of my acharyas, my heroes? Gauranga gunera nidhi kotha gele pabo. And they were all embodiment of the qualities of Gauranga. Where have they gone? Se sabha sangira sange je kailo vilas. Se na se sanga na paiya kande Narottama Das. And Narottama Das simply weaves his ending song like that, not getting their association. Hari Hari, Hari Hari. And we know it's not only writing like this, I simply weep. But he was weeping all the time. He was weeping all the time. In fact, missing all those anyway, we read, we sing. Nothing much happens. To us. Today is disappearance day of Narottam Das Thakur, he left us while we were somewhere that time. But now we know who he was and he left on this day. So day for lamentation, disappearance days are lamentation days. Shok Sabha. They also call and on the departure day, disappearance day of their forefathers, family gathers, and their gathering is called Shok Sabha. This Sabha, this assembly, why have we assembled? Shok Sabha, for lamentation. Hari, Hari. Hare Krishna. Krishna comes, Krishna also goes. Prabhupada used to say, we're not letting him go. In the month of Kartik, 77, 40 years ago, we're making humble appeals to Prabhupada every now and then. Please stay on, please stay on, please stay on. And then Prabhupada used to respond. A few times he responded saying, Krishna also comes and he also goes. This is inevitable. And he was preparing us for his departure. Hari, Hari. Of course, we did cry. Every single person, the day of departure. Some of us were here. Oh, what a day. Hari, Hari. Yeah, so days like this are our departure of the previous acharyas, are occasion for lamentation, and it is also occasion for, it's called Harsha Shok. Two terms are used. Harsha Shok. There's a shok, there's a lamentation, but also harsh. Well, one thing is that Nitya Leela Pravishta Jayom Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay Ki. On this day, this is month of Kartik, some 500 years ago, in month of Kartik, this is Krishna Paksha, the first half, the first fortnight, Panchami today, on the fifth day of Kartik. He departed, but he went straight back to join Gauranga. 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 So he went back to Gauranga. What is the cause for lamentation? So there's also harsh lamentation also there. We'll be missing him. But he went back to the Lord. And he's happy. So we also could be happy. At the same time, also the cause of our happiness, joy, is the whole charitra, whole life, and the teachings of these acharyas. They leave that behind they leave behind, right? There's a whole life. We could study their life and study their teachings. Anybody interested in self-realization here? Several are. No big surprise. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj used to ask such question to the audience. Anyone interested in self-realization? And as they raised hands, then he used to say, do you have 5 anas? Ana is like a 30 paisa. Huh? 1 rupee has 100 paisa is 1 rupee. So if you have some 30 paisas, then you could purchase Narottam Das Thakur's 2 poetries, 1 Prarthana and Prem Bhakti Chandrika. You buy these 2 books with 5 anas, 30 paisas. You read, recite, study, and you will realize. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also always encouraged his followers, his disciples, to sing, recite the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada gave us, in ISKCON we have songs of mostly of Narottam Das Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And there's a few others. Most of the songs that we sing globally are songs of Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma. Whose song is this? In fact, this is the first song that Prem Bhakti Chandrika, as you open that song book, the very first song is this, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma. Hari Hari. And many other. Gauranga Balite Habe Pulaka Sharira. These songs of Narottam Das Thakur are compared to the Vedas. It's a Vedavani. The sense of Vedas in the form of the song. That then they become very little easier to understand. The Vedas are in Sanskrit, and this language, he compiled them in Sanskrit or Bengali. Then it becomes accessible. And you could sing also, and then songs are easier to recite and also especially remember. It's called Padya. The Vedic literature is divided into 2 parts. One is called Gadya, other one is Padya, the poetry and prose. Most of the Vedic literature is in a poetry form. In the 5th canto of Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami has presented a little Gadya there. Prose. It is even difficult to read when there's a 5th canto verse on the board. Then we struggle even to read and recite, and it's difficult to also. There's no meter, chandas, and so Narottam Das. So it's also cause for joy that such personality left wealth behind and has enriched our tradition made richer. Each acharya has contributed. And Narottam. He was Uttam, the best. Amongst the Naras, amongst the humans, he was the best. It was also very beautiful to look at. Include his arms reaching his knees, like Sukadeva Goswami's or Uddhava's. There are some devotees, Parikars, partials of the Lord. It was very beautiful, very handsome person. So born in Khechuri Gram, on the banks of Padmavati, I think it's a branch of Ganga, it gets named Padmavati there. Few years ago, I had opportunity, some of you went to Khechuri Gram? Anyone here, Khechuri Gram? What happened? There are some hands were going up, then they disappeared. Yeah? You change your mind? Yeah, some of them. Yes, I also went there and visited the birthplace. He was a prince. Krishnananda was the king, his son, was a prince of that country, that part of the country, on the banks of Padmavati. And now the way Khechuri Gram is in Bangladesh. On the one bank of that river is Bangladesh, and you could swim across and reach India. Other side, there's no immigration, no passport control. You could just swim across and you could enter India there. Hari Hari. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one time as he was visiting Ramakeli, visiting Roop Sanatan, that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to this Padmavati River and he was looking into the deep crystal clear waters of Padmavati. And he starts shouting, saying, Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. Calling out, Narottam. All those who were around him were wondering and surprised. Why is he saying Narottam? What is? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in advance, he saw Narottam appearing there in that Khechuri Gram. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kind of predicted appearance of Narottam. The year Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed, 1534 year. The same year, maybe within 1 year after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's departure to his own abode, Narottam appeared. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was there and saying Narottam, Narottam, that time he started addressing a river, Padmavati. And he said, I'm going to make some deposits of Krishna Prem. I'll leave this treasure with you. And one great personality, one very special personality, you give this treasure back to him. Whatever I'm leaving, depositing with you, you hand that to that great personality. Okay? The river Padmavati said, but how would I recognize that the great personality that you are talking about? And Mahaprabhu said, when that great person enters your water, you will get flooded. Water will overflow. No rain, nothing has happened. But as soon as this person enters, water would begin flooding and overflowing. Then you would know that person. So Narottam, he was growing and growing. Many things are happening. But then he was teenage. And Nityanand Prabhu. Excuse me.
Ginger.
Appeared in the dream, instructing Narottam Das Thakur to go take bath or enter the waters of Padmavati. And as Narottam Das Thakur did that, water started flowing, floods, Haribol. And so Padmavati immediately realized, oh, this is the person. And he delivered all the wealth, all the Krishna prema that was deposited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Padmavati. And as he emerged from the celestial waters of Padmavati, he was transformed. From that time onwards, he looked even more effulgent and beautiful, and especially his consciousness fully aroused, and he practically, literally became a madman, started crying, feeling separation from the divine couple, Radha and Krishna. Gone paddle. Their son has become madman, has no attraction for the wealth or nothing worldly. The parents were worried. He may just take off, leave. So they arranged. He was kind of locked up. He was locked up. The guards around, and it was not like a house arrest. Arrested in the house. Then he was becoming, his popularity was spreading all around. Even the governor of that state, he heard the glories of Narottam. He was just a young man, just a boy, teenage, glorious. So he wanted to see, have audience with the governor. So while governor was there meeting Narottam, he was kind of set free. And Narottam took advantage of this, and he left home. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You're okay? or tired. Hari Hari. And straight comes to Vrindavan Dham. He was in Mathura. This is where he came to know that he was really aspiring to meet that one. I would like to meet Rupa and Sanatan. But as he reached Mathura, he found out Rupa, no more. Sanatan, no more. Like that. Some had already departed. And right there, he was thinking of giving up his body. Pashane kutibo matha anale pashibo. He wrote this song much later, but he had these thoughts even then. What good is my life? He was thinking of committing suicide. Such was the affection of Narottam Das Thakur for all the acharyas, all the associates of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course they had also so much affection for him. I think this is something, if we could take note of this, how loving dealings all those associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan or wherever, Vrindavan or Mayapur or Jagannath Puri, their dealings were Priti Lakshanam. Lot of Priti was being expressed in their dealings. They were very friendly and Goyam Akhyati Prachati. They would do all this all the time, confidentially disclosing, sharing their thoughts and minds. But as he was thinking of committing suicide, Rupa Goswami appears in the dream and pacify. Rupa Goswami was no more in Vrindavan. He appears in the dream. So Narottam Das Thakur enters Vrindavan. Srinivas Acharya, you know, somehow he started feeling really good. He was feeling very happy. And he was wondering, what is the cause of my happiness? What is the cause of my... some good fortune is heading in my direction. And then he started a very special kirtan. He was trying to understand, why am I happy? Why am I happy? What is making me so happy today? And then he started chanting and dancing joyfully. But in the middle of the night, he fell asleep, like you are sleeping. And I think again Rupa Goswami, I think so, appeared in the dream and saying, the cause of your happiness is Narottam Das Thakur has arrived in Vrindavan. And very soon, in fact, tomorrow, you will have great good fortune of meeting Narottam Das Thakur, Narottam Mahashaya. And when, so he woke up and immediately ran to Jiva Goswami, sharing this good news with Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami was delighted to know that Narottam Das Thakur is around. He's about to arrive. And finally, Jiva Goswami also met Narottam Das Thakur in Vrindavan. Oh, what a glorious day. The day Narottam Das Thakur arrived, And then Narottam, Jiva Goswami brings Narottam Das Thakur to Radha Raman temple and introduced Narottam to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Then he did bring Jiva Goswami to Madan Mohan temple. He had darshan of Madan Mohan. And then he was brought to the samadhi of Sanatan. And there he couldn't stand it, the separation. All his emotions aroused, and he was crying and rolling on the ground and missing. He had a dream. He was dreaming to meet Sanatan, but he was no more. Just samadhi. He was in the samadhi. He was. Then he was brought to Lokanath Goswami, introduced to Lokanath Goswami. And it was a wish of Narottam Das Thakur to take initiation from Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Loke Rajivana. So that song, Sri Guru Charana, so his Guru Maharaj. So Lokanath Lokera Jivan. My Lokanath Goswami is Lokera Jivan, his life and soul of people. Lokanath Lokera Jivan. That is how he was glorifying his spiritual master. He had not become spiritual master yet. Then we know how he was serving. How hidingly he was serving, cleaning those areas where Lokanath Goswami would perform his morning duties, go out in the field, and then Narottam would arrive hidingly and clean. And Lokanath Goswami was wondering, who is this? What is this? Menial servant. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to instruct Lokanath Goswami in the dream. He was reluctant. He did not want any disciples. No disciples. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed, you initiate Narottam. And finally initiation had taken place. And of course, Jiva Goswami was the instructing spiritual master. He was a teacher of Narottam. He was a teacher of Shamanand Pandit. He was a teacher of, who was that? Srinivas Acharya. Jiva Goswami was the teacher, Siksha Guru. And he was kind of, after Rup Sanatan, that batch had moved on. It was Jiva Goswami who was caretaker, protector of our Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and he was a big scholar and an author and a teacher. So one day the classes were going on, and it was a wish of Jiva Goswami that Narottam Das Thakur, his students would go on a tour of Vrindavan. And right in the middle of their lesson, whatever number of class, Raghav Goswami was passing by. Raghav Goswami, another great personality of those times, He had a cave in Govardhana. He used to reside there and also wander all over Braj. He was passing by, I'm going on Brajamandal cave, Brajamandal Parikrama cave. And then Jiva Goswami said, please go. Or maybe also requested Raghav Goswami, please bring my students along with you. And then Raghav Goswami gave a tour of Brajamandal to Narottam Das Thakur and others. That was, which is described in a whole scripture, which we use during our Brajamandal Parikrama, the guidebook. When Narottam Das Thakur was taking a tour of Vrindavan or Parikrama of Vrindavan, headed by Raghav Goswami. And then finally, Hari Bol. I had to say finally. The three of them were dispatched for Bengal. Narottam, Shamanand, and Srinivas in a bullock cart loaded with the scriptures. That reminds me, Prabhupada also following in the footsteps of Jiva Goswami. He made this plan. Jiva Goswami had asked them to go. So Srila Prabhupada also had asked us to go from Vrindavan to Mayapur, Bengal side. I thought this was very similar in the parampara. Then those books were stolen on the way, and then Srinivas Acharya stayed behind to search, look for the books, and he sends Shamananda to Orissa and Narottam back to his hometown area. And he was preaching and preaching all over and making disciples and big kings, and they were becoming his followers. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth anniversary celebration was organized. First Mayapur festival. That was not known as Mayapur festival. First Gaur Purnima festival was organized by Narottam Das Thakur in his hometown, Kachari. That was a grand festival, and all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas were invited. Janava was leading the show those days. She was personally there. And six sets of deities were installed during that Gaur Purnima festival. And Narottam Das Thakur, he was the sponsor, organizer, and caretaker, and fundraiser, and whatnot. So many elaborate arrangements were made. And then on Gaur Purnima day, something extraordinary happened. They were doing kirtan, and then Narottam Das Thakur took the microphone. Maybe there are no microphones. And as he started singing, I think we could very easily say, amongst other songs, he was singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. I was going to say like this. He was singing like this, or he sang like this. No. He certainly did not sing like this. Unlike all other kinds of singing, he sang. Because when he started singing, now we always say, where the glories of the Lord are chanted, Lord appears there. He descends there. And that is what precisely happened that day. All the members of Panchatattva, they made their appearance. They had already disappeared, returned to their eternal abode. But when Narottam Das Thakur sang that day on Gaur Purnima day, Gaur Purnima festival, by hearing that song, that call, calling for the Lord, Lord could not resist the temptation. He was attracted. And Gauranga appeared. And there was Nityananda, and Advaitacharya, and Gadadhar, and Srivas Pandit. They're all chanting and dancing. Haribo. He sang like that. What attracted Panchatattva members of the Panchatattva. And then finally, on the day of, he wanted to leave this planet, the world, the body. So he asked his associates to accompany him to river, sacred river, Padmavati. So they're all in the waters of Padmavati. And Narottam Das Thakur said, you please pour water on me. You bathe me. And as they started bathing Narottam with the waters of Padmavati, his body started melting, dissolving, and transforming and turning into milk. And as they kept pouring more and more water, gradually different parts of his body, personality, were dissolving and melting and turning into milk. And finally, there was no more that form of Narottam. He had disappeared. Then his followers collected some of that milk and made a samadhi. And that samadhi became dugdha samadhi. Dugdha means milk. They had nothing, they had no body to put into samadhi. So they put or poured some milk into the pit, and they made a samadhi. And that happened on this day. Hari Hari. Srila Narottam Das Thakur Tirabhav Tithi Mahotsavaki Nithai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.
Is everything leaving?
You're leading.